out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Okay, Philip, you're leaving us. You're going. You're out the door here. But before we let you go, just a reminder that Philip has an article. It's in the magazine you find free at the bus stop, Vancouver 24 Hours. That's right. And on today's paper, there's a picture of Philip. If you're not sure what Mr. DeRocher looks like, he talks about or tries to shed some light on these uncertain economic times by answering a question. Three things he knows for sure: communicate, seize the opportunity, find balance. That's what we're trying to do right now. As we say, good evening to you. If you're traveling the highways and byways all across North America, our show tonight is especially for those of you who are kind of sad, but maybe relieved that Stefan has stepped down and Celine is popping up. Here she comes. And there she goes. Well, if you're going to the concert, at least listen to Wire here at CITR. 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Son of Night Dreams.
Can I make it plainer? I misjudge your intentions. Misread behavior that beggars many questions. What happened to our plan? The one that we began. Are you an also ran? Finished inconsequential. Declining. Divining. One of us will live to rue the day we met each other. One of us will live to rue the day we met each other. Overreaching. One of us will live to rue the day we met each other. One of us will live to rue the day we met each other. It's a no-brainer. It's time to test the metal. Reasoned insaner. Infected scores to settle. No safety netted plan. We're here, we will, we can.
yes, spell transmitters with a Z. Oh, sorry, a Z. I forgot. You're south of the border. Yeah, okay. It's weird how we say Z and you say Z. What do you wipe with? I wipe with Z. Huh. Anyway, those were the transmitters. Sorry, Bryce. Who's going to tell Mary from their little EP of four songs? Check it out. It's such high energy. It's fun stuff. And we started off Son of Night Dreams. That's the name of this show. I'm Jolly John Tanner, and that was Wire Object 47, featuring, of course, Colin Newman, vocals, guitar, various stuff with Graham and Robert in there. From the latest Wire CD at CITR, where you are now tuned, and this program is available on a podcast, but not for a few more hours yet. Okay, sorry, you're having dinner. It's the dinner hour, isn't it? And you want to mellow out a bit, so we'll take you back in time to mellow you out to groups who used to sing in harmony. Sometimes together they were brothers, and sometimes they were solo, and they sang about how love hurt. But first, here we are in our little control room.
There's a yeah.
That's the Big O. Yes, they called him the Big O. It was Roy Orbison. Good old 60s stuff, eh? Love hurts. It does when you're young. And maybe even when you're older, too. All right. Okay, just before Love Hurts and Roy Orbison, of course, it was the Beach Boys. And In My Room. Love those harmonies. Thank you, Brian Wilson and crew. Checking out the Discorder magazine. Favorite record store is where you'll find it. Discorder reminds you that tomorrow night at the Railway Club, it's another shindig. Tomorrow night's show has Trembling, Cargo Hold, and Lakefield. Almost sounds like a movie. Anyway, Trembling, Cargo Hold, and Lakefield tomorrow at the Railway Club, part of Shindig, CITR. Sort of a battle of the bands kind of thing. And the week after, Tuesday after tomorrow, week tomorrow, Shindig at the Railway is Shane Turner Overdrive, the Barcelona Choir, and Deaf to Shouting. All right, check them out. And Likey Lee and Friendly Fires at Richards. Ah, that's an extra. I see. Okay, we got an extra plug-in for him there. Here's a band that's playing with Neil Young. And you know when Neil Young's in town with his $1,000 tickets? No, what are they? They're a little cheaper than that. They're not cheap, though. But Neil's worth it. And if you're going to see Neil Young, the opening act for Neil is this band. Check them out. Here they are. Let me push the button that starts the turntable. Bendouin Sound Clash.
When the walls fall down on your old town, then you begin.
Screwed up. Oh, man, did I screw up on that one. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, sorry about that. Bendouin Sound Clash is playing all by themselves.
Would the night really lie about things you would see in the day? If you watch what you say, you can ask yourself if you feel okay. Question surrounds us about eternity. The only thing I know Shadows around, I can't comprehend whether or not that's my friend. Questions surround us about eternity. The only thing I know is midnight vanity. Pose yourself a question just one more time. It's midnight.
Well, you know, sometimes the DJ kind of screws around, and it was the weirdest thing. I was playing, I don't do this very often, but I screw up often, yes, but I had a disc on, and it was on cue, and it was playing in my headphones, and I was talking, I couldn't hear me, I couldn't hear the record, just this other record, and that was, right, totally blew me out. Anyway, oh, no excuse there, but I do apologize, because if Neil Young's listening, he's going to say, what the hell, I thought Def Cab for Cutie was opening for me, not Bedouin Sound Clash. No, it was in the same page here. Bedouin Sound Clash actually is playing at the Commodore this Thursday night, and they've got Hey Ocean and Mishka opening for them. And if you like reggae and that sort of style, well, check it out, okay? In the meantime, we also heard from the Top Drawers right there, and they played at our Summer of Love a few years back. Top Drawers is Phil Bell on lead guitar, good guitar playing in that nice song by them, do it called... Midnight Vanity, and of course Del Cowsill is in there playing drums and doing background vocals along with Patrick and Eric. So thank you guys, and thank you Del Cowsill. It's been a long time since we've had a chat. In the meantime, Jolly John Tanner with you here at CITR as we check out what's happening here right now with our podcasting. Yes.
Holy smokes, I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world.
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR. As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shops I'm at all the time anyway. To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club.
Wow. Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card.
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR, or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Death Cab for Cutie is opening for Neil Young. And tickets are only $248.90. Well, I guess there's some for $75 or maybe $48. They're not all gone. But he's playing Wednesday night at GM Place. And the first concert I ever saw at GM Place was Neil Young, and that was just after it opened. So check it out this Wednesday. Just just to see Death Cab for Cutie, even if you don't like Neil Young, but you'll love him anyway, because, you know, he's a classic. All right. Okay, Jolly John with you till 7:30 here at CITR, Son of Night Dreams.
Bound, but in a language that you can't read just yet. You gotta spend some time, love. You gotta spend some time with me, and I know that you'll find love. I will possess your heart. Thank you. I slowly pass. And I long for this mirrored perspective, when we'll be lovers, lovers at last. Your heart. Your heart.
Oh, this world of
Yes, sonic sounds from Chad Van Gallen. Yes, Bones of Man is the title of that. And it's on the Flemish Eye record label, so no doubt they're from Calgary. And I guess Chad is probably from Alberta. Haven't had a chance to Google him yet, but Chad Van Gallen. Check it out. You'll enjoy the CD. It's called Soft Airplane. Just before that, Death Cab for Cutie performed I Will Possess Your Heart. If you're going to see Neil Young, you'll get to see them opening, and that'll be pretty fine stuff because Death Cab is just exceptional. Now, just before then, we played the Top Drawers, and I hope I said it plural-wise instead of singular, because it is the Top Drawers. That's, of course, the band that our old buddy Del Cousil plays drums. But right now, I better tell you where we are here, I guess. Yeah, where are we?
Regulations here. You listen to CITR 109.9 FM in what? Vancouver, BC, Canada.
No, it's 101.9. Didn't you say that? Did he say that? Oh, I'm not sure what he said. Well, it's past the hour. It's almost 7 minutes past the half hour. But if you're watching us on your podcast, or you might be just listening, it's probably anytime. Anytime at all is good. This is Son of Night Dreams, CITR. Long John Tanner for just under an hour, and then
he's not a dreamer or a skinner running away from me. He's not a singer, entertainer with no follow through. He's not a poet or a mystic with a cigarette unclear. He's just neutral, yeah, he's weary. We'll be right back.
That, one and all, is The Coast. I should Google them, but I just don't have time. I've only got so many hands here, and I'm not that adept on the computer. But I see the CD has some packaging that says Toronto. That's a record label. I can't even read it here. It's white on gray. It's very hard to read. Aporia Records. But they call themselves The Coast. They mean the coast of the lake or what? It should be a band that's on the West Coast or maybe the East Coast. But I don't know. But they're Canadian. And that was for you called Nueva York. Just before that, Sonic Youth, The Neutral from their CD, which the title of the CD kind of sums up the situation around the whole kitchens and control rooms of Canada, rather ripped. And now, look up into the sky. You had a beautiful sunset tonight. Did you see any objects? A daylight disc or perhaps nocturnal lights flying through the clouds? They're up there, ladies and gentlemen. I have seen them. I have seen UFOs back when I was about 13. And that was, 1956. And then in 1964, three disc-shaped objects flying in V formation over the Okanagan Valley. Many UFOs have been seen around the world. And as a matter of fact, there's a huge, huge flap of UFOs being seen all around the nation. If you listen to the show, you'll know what I mean. And we have a world-class expert on the subject. His name is Michael Stranick, who's going to tell us where they are right now. Michael Stranick, good evening.
Hello, John. Well, they are all over the place, that's for sure. The UFO fringe element has been very active, so that's what the media loves, so it's been kind of hard to filter through all the garbage. But it seems like the state of Georgia in the U.S. is completely infested. They've got sightings from one end of the state to the other, top to bottom. As you know, things have been going on in Australia for well over a year now, and it was centered around Darwin recently, but now the activity is spreading out again all over the country. The UK is still quite active, but mostly everything there has been in Britain itself. But now Wales is infested all over the place, and Ireland and Northern Ireland as well. And those are two places where we don't very often get reports from. They're, when you do get a few, they're included with the UK, but that's where the activity in that part of the world is. Now, the UK and the UK Ministry of Defense has been releasing a lot of UFO documents. And here's an oldie but a goodie, so jump into the Wayback Machine. This happened over Norwich in northeastern England in 1957. Now, Norwich has a population of 250,000 now. It would have been a fairly good and a very historic place. And the U.S. had a great presence there. And a U.S. pilot was told to lock on and fire all 24 rockets he had on board. So obviously they had picked this thing up on radar, and so did the pilot on his onboard radar. And he was supposed to fire all 24 rockets at a UFO the size of an aircraft carrier. And before he could fire the salvo, it vanished at 16,000 kilometers a mile.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, and you can only wonder what would have happened if it had hit and something had fallen on a city that size. And the pilot was visited afterwards by, as he put it, because they interviewed him, he's still alive, and he referred to this person as a sinister security official and was warned not ever to tell anyone. And here's something of real interest. We know that the laughter curtain, the curtain of silence came down in 1952 thanks to the CIA. Well, recently on Fox News, not the greatest source, but still, there it was. There's a gentleman named Peter Gersten, and he's been a thorn in the side of the U.S. government for a couple of decades because he's a lawyer, and he keeps filing lawsuits against the government to release military UFO records. Well, Senator John McCain, campaigning for president, was asked about the lawsuit by Mr. Gersten to open the UFO records, and this is the way it was written up. Before the news people pushed McCain into laughing with them about aliens, McCain, a former Navy squadron leader, said he was very interested in the subject and even mentioned the Phoenix Lights case, which he said is still unexplained. So they're still out there making people laugh at UFOs.
Of course. You know, most people, they feel awkward. They sort of, you a little green man, right?
Yeah, right.
And it's difficult because that's why people don't come out and talk about them, because they're afraid they'll be ridiculed. You know, astronomers have seen UFOs. The guy that discovered the planet Pluto, Professor Clyde Tombaugh, saw UFOs back in 1949. And Dr. J. Allen Hynek of many projects, Blue Book, Project Sign, and U.S. Air Force studies, has, of course, not seen UFOs.
Oh, yes, he has.
He has seen some.
In fact, he took a photograph of one that's in his book, The UFO Experience.
Oh, was that from an airplane?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when he was flying in a plane, that's right. Okay.
And he said he could vouch for it personally, but he didn't admit that he had seen it and photographed it, but that was his photograph that he took.
Well, the book, The UFO Experience, is a must-read if you're a UFO fanatic. Neil Young, Burton Cummings, even Dale Cowsill are interested in UFOs, and I'm sure some of them have probably seen them. Look, you mentioned Georgia. Isn't that where President Carter was from?
Absolutely.
Yes, he reported seeing UFOs, too.
Absolutely, so did Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, really, and we can take his word for it.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you, Michael Strainick, for that enlightening word. It was Ronald Reagan that ended the what was it? There's an act for the media that had to follow. It was, oh my God, it was
AFR 202.
It was from 1928, and it was the, I'll talk about it in 2 weeks' time, because a little talk by Robert Kennedy Jr. about that was quite enlightening. But in the meantime, we got to stop gabbing here. Thank you, Michael Strainick, for that UFO report. Let's get back.
My pleasure as always, sir.
Talk to you in a couple of weeks. Let's get back to music here right now. Okay. Let's go to Scandinavia.
Oh, Fear and anger, baby, that's what I got. Fear and anger, baby.
That's all he's got. Oh, boy. Thank you so much, Shane Nelkin. Shane Nelkin, of course, is the Awkward Stage, along with Chris, Tony, Michael, Ty, and Slimming Mirrors, Flattering Lights is the title of that CD. And we heard the song, I Hurt the Ones That Love Me. Simple, but true, and down to earth. That's the Awkward Stage. And before that, Sigur Rós singing in some language which we probably recognize in a song called Inni Mer Singer Vitli Singer. You got it? You know exactly what I'm saying. I'm glad.
There once was a girl who always went a little too far. And one night, she went out to the middle of the dance floor. And she...
What up, CITR? This is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls-out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your Friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, Manic Weeknight Hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
Thank you so much, Betty Ford, for that exciting message from CITR, broadcasting live from the Student Union Building. Jolly John here, and you're listening to CITR's Son of Night Dreams for another half hour, and then, Radio Free Gack will be letting Gary Kay out of his tube of toothpaste, and he'll be squirting out here all over the place. But right now, we're going to relive our past. I like to go back in time to when I was in high school in the 60s. Oh, yes.
So please hold me so tight all through the night.
I speak softly, darling. Hear what I say. I love you always.
I've waited so long for your kisses and your love. Please come to me from up above.
Come softly, darling. Come softly, darling.
Come, I need you so much.
My call, but when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool all night.
She'd play around and tease me with her. carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
The next day she was gone, and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool.
All right, you can't beat the 1960s for groovy old songs. You gotta admit it, all right? Ricky Nelson there, Poor Little Fool. That was a big song for him. And, of course, the Fleetwoods and Come Softly to Me. Jolly John Tanner with you till 7:30 here at CITR. And we've got little news here about the Victory Square Block Party. You can read all about it. See the pictures in the latest Discorder magazine. Check the calendar to see who's coming to town and find out all about the Stanley Park Singing Exhibition, how that went. And, oh, boy, that was fun. Just don't try and take your lunch when you go to a Stanley Park show. They won't let you bring food in. Okay, we'd also like to remind you, if you're checking out the 24 Hours paper that's out there, you know, the one that comes out every day, there's a little article on page 12 called Campus Life by Lane Clark, and she's living through hell right now. Her midterms are on. She feels sick, actually sick, as in I may just start to cry because I feel so sick. Well, maybe you'll feel better after reading that because, you know, you hear somebody else that's having trouble with midterms and maybe yours won't seem so bad. You never know. Okay, let's get back to music. This is Live, Charlatans out of UK. They're just charlatans.
All right, this is a new song. It's called Mistakes.
And I know that you don't like me.
There they are. They are called Ghost Keeper, kind of getting ready for Halloween, scary sounding band. Oh, they're not scary. They're a fun band, actually. Ghost Keeper and Mr. No Show. And their latest CD, I dropped my pen here. Okay. This album actually is dedicated to all the folks of the Great Northern Muskeg. And that was Miss Sarah Jane on drums and vocals, and Shane on guitar and vocals, and Jay and Scott. And they're a fun band. I'm going to play some more of Ghost Keeper another day. We had Charlatans. And that one was especially in memory of the love affair, David Hawks. That was the first time I saw Charlatans UK, they were called at the time, back in the Coast 1040 days. Or was that Coast 800? I'm not sure which station I was at when they came to town, but it was around there anyway. They played Mistakes, and that was a live thing for you there. Jolly John with you, Son of Night Dreams of the show. We're getting ready for Gary Kay and Radio Free Gack coming up here at 7:30, and of course Gavin Walker's in at 9 till midnight for the Jazz Show. The Jazz Show is 3 hours long, Bumpo. I don't know if you tuned that one in. Hello, Oakland, California. Are you reading me? It's time for Yo La Tango.
Mm-hmm. Sorrow and feel no shame. skeletons and the kicked around. You don't know why you woke at night, but for the thunder, for the lightning strike. You were cold, hold you close, your lips cursed the words that your body felt. Your love in their eyes, all alone, gave rise.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard the music of Pat Deihan. I think that's how you pronounce it. D-E-I-G-H-A-N. Pat Deihan and the Orb Weavers. And we're going to give them the award tonight for the most, just the most different kind of title for a band. I like that. Pat Deihan and the Orb Weavers. In a Fever and a Dream is the title of the CD. And we heard a track there called Anna Marie. Yeah, okay. What's going on down there? I can't hear. My ears aren't working too well. I got squeaky chairs here. Okay, just before Pat, we had Yola Tango and the race is on. It sounds like it. Yeah, let's check out the weather. No, let's not do that. It might be sunny. It might rain a little bit. We're supposed to get a little sun, then a bit of rain. And I can't believe how nice the weather is. You know, the weekend I went up to let me just close the door here. People. All right, there we go. Some people yakking down the hall, so I just closed my door here. I was up in the Nicola Valley on the weekend, a place called Stump Lake. And when you're on Highway 5A between Merritt and Kamloops, it's about a half hour out of Kamloops. Beautiful, beautiful country, and the weather was gorgeous. And that is a nice place to be because it doesn't rain much up there, except there is a problem with the trucks that go through there. There's so many trucks on Highway 5A between Merritt and Kamloops, and apparently people were so upset trucks were turning over in the highway and causing problems that they went after the government about trying to put in a way station there because there's no way station for the trucks, and that's why they go that way, because if they go in the Coquihalla, they have to go through a way station, and they check them out, and they've been driving too long, or the load's overloaded. And so they made them build a way station, but the truckers petitioned Victoria, the truckers' union, that is, and they squelched the way station. All they did is build it and put, they didn't build a way station, they put a toilet in there. For $1 million, folks, and and those trucks keep chugging on through, going really fast, and I don't know, I hope an accident doesn't happen out there, but hi to the folks in the Nicola Valley, and right now, Jolly John Tanner, your host here on Son of Night Dreams, reminding you, if the sky clears, look to the southwest just after sunset, around 7 o'clock, you'll see Venus brilliant in the southwest, it's just gorgeous, just above the horizon, and Jupiter in the south, they're going to be closer together in another month or so. Jupiter in the south, you can see the moons in a pair of binoculars. Check it out next time you get clear skies. As we wish you happy trails, I'll be back in a couple of weeks with more Son of Night Dreams. But right now, we'd like to send this one out for Bruce in Maple Ridge as we go back in time, first to 1957 and then 1961. We got Chuck Willis and Freddie King.
Won't be back. You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, you know I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.